This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, a simple little trick that you can use during new cat introductions. Introducing a second cat to your resident cat can be one of the most frightening and frustrating aspects of living with cats. It can be a nail-biting experience, but you know what? It doesn't have to be. The key is to do a gradual introduction and also to give the cats a reason to like each other. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about a little trick that can make a big difference in the acceptance process. And that little trick involves something so simple, a sock, an ordinary sock. Scent is one of the most valuable communication tools used by cats. When doing a cat-to-cat introduction, you can use scent to your advantage. During the introduction, the cats will need to become familiar with each other gradually, but that first time that they get close enough to sniff each other can result in hissing and growling and fighting and maybe even some fur flying if it isn't done correctly. A safer way to go about this is to start with a pre-introduction using the sock. Now, I know it sounds strange, but stay with me. It's all going to make sense. What you're going to do is take a clean sock, put it over your hand, and gently pet your newcomer cat around the face. And this way you're going to collect his facial pheromones. Pheromones are scent chemicals, and they have a lot of information that tell one cat about another cat. Facial pheromones are also considered the friendly ones. Cats facially rub where they feel comfortable. These pheromones aren't the high-intensity ones the way the pheromones are on the back end of the kitty. If you think about the way a cat feels when he's spraying versus the way he feels when he's facially rubbing, they're worlds apart. Now, once you've collected the pheromones on the sock, if you have Feel Away, you can use a spritz of that. Feel Away is a product that you can get at a pet supply store, and it contains a synthetic version of feline facial pheromones. But this step is optional. Some people have great results with Feel Away, and some people don't see any effect at all. So if it's in the budget and you want to use it, that's great. The benefit of Feel Away is that it has a generic pheromone effect in that any cat who sniffs it will think it's his own pheromones. So by spraying the Feel Away on the scented sock, your cat will think he facially rubbed there so close to where the other cat's scent is. But again, it's optional. Don't worry about having the Feel Away if you don't want to use it, because the main purpose of this is for your cat to get comfortable with the scent of the other cat without having to physically be close. Now that you have the scent on the sock, place it in your resident cat's area. Put it in a general area and not where your cat eats or sleeps. Don't put it near the litter box either. You don't want this to appear to be a scent invasion, so stay away from locations that you know your cat really cherishes. Don't point the sock out to your cat and don't coax him over to it. Just casually drop it, almost as if you were carrying a load of laundry and one sock just made an escape on the way to the washing machine. Now, whatever reaction your cat has to the sock, don't worry about it. It's normal. Don't be alarmed. He might sniff it and think it's no big deal, or he may hiss at it. The purpose of this exercise is for your resident cat to start getting acquainted with the new cat scent without having any actual physical confrontation. This also gives you valuable information, because if your cat sniffs the sock and has no major reaction, then you know that maybe this introduction isn't going to take too long. But if your cat sniffs the sock and goes absolutely ballistic, well, you know this is probably not going to be an introduction that sets new records. Now, you have the mate to that sock, and we're going to use that. Take that sock and do the same exercise with the newcomer cat. Gently pet your resident cat around the face, and if you want, you can spray the Feel Away on there too. Since his location is limited, you won't have as many choices for placement. But try to stay clear of the spots where you know the cat likes to spend the most amount of time or where he eats or sleeps. Also, don't put the sock near the litter box. Do this exercise with the cats as many times as you feel it's needed before moving on to the actual introduction. If you plan on clicker training during the introduction, you can start now by clicking and rewarding the cat whenever he approaches the sock. Now, the key here is you want to ignore any negative behavior and reward all positive or neutral reactions. So if your cat just walks by the sock, click and reward. If he walks up and sniffs it, click and reward. If he walks up to it and growls and hisses and smacks at it, just ignore it. If you're going to use the sock technique in your pre-introduction process, you can use it several times. Don't be limited to just doing it one time. But make sure you're not overdoing it with the cats. If you have a cat who's really reactive to the sock, you don't want to have socks all over the place so that it seems like a scent invasion. Use your judgment in terms of how your cats are reacting, and you'll know how to set the pace. So if you're about to begin what you feel is the very daunting task of introducing one cat to another, you have a very important tool, probably right in your dresser drawer, a pair of socks. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.